Don't you someday want to see a woman president of the United States of America?
That's Hillary Clinton speaking at a gala last night for Emily's List, the Democratic organization dedicated to helping women get elected to office. But the Clinton campaign, or non-campaign, or preliminary campaign, has some serious troubles this week. The Clinton Foundation has acknowledged that it accepted money from foreign governments during Hillary Clinton's tenure at the State Department, including one donation that apparently violated an ethics agreement with the Obama administration. And this week's State Department officials said that Hillary Clinton exclusively used her personal email while in office, possibly violating the Federal Records Act.
The fact is, the State Department cannot certify they have produced all of former Secretary Clinton's emails because they do not have all of former Secretary Clinton's emails, nor do they control access to them.
That is Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy. He's the chairman of the committee looking into the Benghazi controversy, and that's another issue dogging Hillary Clinton. Joining us now is Gail Sheehy, author of Hillary's Choice and a contributing editor to Vanity Fair. Welcome, Gail.
I'm happy to be with you, John, as always.
It's great to talk to you again. Now, the Hillary team is very, very well known for circling the wagons here and being incredibly aggressive when there's an attack underway. What's been the response here?
Well, I think the New York Times has come back and the Wall Street Journal this morning and many other outlets, so it's now a three-day story. And I think the main problem is that people were hoping for maybe a new Clinton, more authentic, more transparent, showing that she's learned from the backlash that she's endured over the years for keeping secrets from the public and from herself. That's the other part, kind of the psychological underpinning. So I think her response to – go back 20 years, her response to news organizations and congressional committees about Whitewater was to lock down right from the beginning. And you can draw a line from her locking down about the New York Times asking about Whitewater to the whole chain of events that led to the Whitewater investigation, the special prosecutor, then the investigation of Monica, and ultimately the impeachment of President Clinton. It dogged her their entire time in an otherwise very successful presidency.
And people may say that Trey Gowdy and people like him are ideologically motivated, but the whole vast right-wing conspiracy approach isn't going to fly when you're talking about a foundation that the Clintons control and there were contributions from foreign governments. And, you know, this just isn't going to look very good for a Secretary of State.
Right. And she followed the rules while she was Secretary of State, but then ignored the need to be transparent about donations from foreign countries, many of them very questionable, like Qatar and Algeria and even Germany. So to what degree does President Clinton owe favors to people who have supported the family business?
And people who look at the United States and see this sort of Clinton institution and then see the federal government, you know, if they can't get a response from the federal government, well, just go to the Clinton Foundation. That's just not something that's going to look well during this campaign.
Yeah, it's an alternate route. And I think the question of Hillary literally being able to compartmentalize and just completely not know what she doesn't want to know, which started with her not knowing about Bill's girlfriends, although she knew and was fighting it all along. And that tends to cloud people's, to distort people's understanding of reality of events. Eventually, you live in your own reality about events that you don't want to have disclosed.
Is having a personal email while you're Secretary of State an example of living in your own reality, or is it just an administrative detail?
I don't think it's a detail. I think, obviously, there needs to be a record. The major officer that's dealing with the world on the behalf of the United States, there has to be an archive. It should be readily available. The very fact that it's taken a long time, a couple of years, for this to come up lets you know that it wasn't readily available. And a lot of this is about Hillary keeping secrets from the media, you know, making FOIA requests impossible to fulfill because they can't find the information. The State Department couldn't come up with any information about the Benghazi attacks.
And we remember when Barack Obama was inaugurated, there was tremendous tension over the fact that Barack Obama wanted his own BlackBerry. Remember?
Right. Yeah.
And he wanted to have his own BlackBerry to be able to text his own buddies and that sort of thing. And it created all kinds of protocol issues.
Mm-hmm.
For Hillary Clinton to have been able to have a personal email to do all of her communications at the State Department must have required her making some serious preference decisions to ensure that it worked out that way.
I agree. And then the other question is, what about all the people who worked with her at the State Department? They weren't all necessarily Clinton insiders. Didn't anybody say to her, maybe this isn't a good idea? Shouldn't we check what the rules are? Maybe they don't do it because of the reason that people in Hillary land really rarely tell her the truth about where she's going that may be problematical, is they don't want to get spanked by mama. She has that reputation.
Finally, reporters may view this set of emails as a treasure trove of private correspondence that get behind the veil that actually indicate what Hillary Clinton was or was not doing during the time she was Secretary of State.
Especially her communications with Sidney Blumenthal, her longtime advisor.
Do you think that it's a treasure trove, or is it just going to be an email address like a State Department email address that will have a lot of sort of boring emails connected to it?
Probably a lot of boring emails, but there are probably a few things in there. Not a smoking gun, but I think all around the Benghazi, the preparation, the warnings of it being vulnerable and how she handled that and how she discussed that with people like Sidney Blumenthal, I think that would be all very, very important for the public to know. It might help to exonerate her from attacks by Republicans that are going to be a major part of the campaign.
She's a contributing editor to Vanity Fair magazine. Gail Sheehy is author of Hillary's Choice. Gail, thanks so much.
My pleasure.